From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration Sunday after a week of protests in Tunis and across the North African country. They were fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. Sunday also marked the seventh year since Tunisia's Arab Spring uprising that toppled President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali after 23 years in power. Fatma Ben Hassin said the revolution brought nothing concrete to our daily lives, which only get worse and worse. The politicians, whose only concern is their comfort, leave us in despair. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. He made the statement in an interview with news website Mindanews. He said there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. Duterte's term ends in 2022. One change he'd like to see is the transformation of the Senate and House of Representatives into one chamber with just 50 lawmakers who can quickly enact laws. The Iranian government acknowledged Sunday that 25 people had been killed during recent anti-government protests in cities throughout the country. A spokesman said that none of the dead were killed by security forces because the officers were ordered not to use their weapons. A number of security officers were also reported to be among the dead. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary